page 25. 3. Listening and strategies. How do you multitask? A. Listen to 3 conversations. Write answers for each item below. Conversation 1.
Work is always crazy for me, especially at lunchtime when we get the office crowd in.
Yeah, I can imagine. Cooking all those different orders. I've always thought being a cook must be stressful.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, invariably, I have to remember all the different orders I'm working on. You know, you're remembering it's hamburgers for one order and fried chicken for another. And then if we're short-staffed and there's only 2 of us there, then not only am I cooking, but I'm also serving the customers. It's not an easy job to do. Most people leave eventually. It's just impossible to work under pressure constantly.
I'm not surprised. You can't possibly expect people to do 3 or 4 things at the same time and do each thing properly. I know I'd get all the orders mixed up.
Well, that's not usually the problem. The problem is I sometimes burn the food and then I have to start all over again. You know, when it gets really pressured.
Conversation 2.
It's pretty frustrating at work. There's this one guy in our office. He's one of the managers. And he's just so demanding. Like he asks me to do all these different things, and he wants everything done at the same time.
So what kind of things do you have to do for him as a personal assistant?
Oh, things like printing out reports, and I'll be doing that. And then he asks me to set up some appointments for him. And then I'll be going through and checking his mail at the same time. But it's hard to concentrate.
I bet. Inevitably, I end up making mistakes when I try to do more than one thing at once. It's usually better to take your time.
Oh, I know. Ideally, that would be nice. But in a fast-paced office like ours, that never happens. But yeah, I sometimes make mistakes. Like I'll write down the appointment for the wrong time. He'll get mad.
But presumably, he realizes that you can't possibly do all that and do it properly.
No. Ironically, he has no idea. He's too busy texting and checking his email.
That's what drives me crazy. Trying to have a conversation with someone, and they're checking messages on their phone. Invariably, I just make an excuse and leave.
Conversation 3.
I don't know about you, but I couldn't possibly just sit and watch a TV show. I have to do other stuff at the same time. Otherwise, I feel like I'm not making good use of my time. So, like, yeah, I update my social network page and do my homework.
Really? You can do all that and still do your homework? Is that what everyone does in high school?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. Supposedly, it's a good skill to have. You know, to be able to juggle several things at once like that.
Well, theoretically. But can you really do your homework properly while you watch TV? I couldn't possibly concentrate.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, sometimes I get some of my math problems wrong, but...
Huh. I mean, I can see you can listen to music and study. It helps you concentrate, presumably. I mean, that kind of multitasking seems fine, but you can't possibly watch TV and study at the same time.